Hi, this is John Delancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, Jesse Rass here, and you should come on and jump inside the pull bag as the podcast celebrates 10 years of being online. And Mike celebrates...
Hello and welcome to the pull bag. This is episode 524. I am, of course, TF Joe and Mike. Joining me once again, almost sort of as always, at least for this new trek that we're on... It's a very defiant fascination, you might say, is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And we are continuing on with Star Trek issues six and seven from IDW Publishing. Colin Kelly and Jackson Lansing are on the writing. Ramon Rosanas is on the art, with the Lee Lockridge being the colorist and Clayton Cowles doing the lettering. The Killer of Gods has been revealed. Kalis, Eternal Emperor of the Klingon Empire. Oh, man. So we start this one out with Sisko being somewhere else.
Yep.
Because if he's... he's in space. Star Trek in space. Star Trek in the dark, empty abyss that is space. And he's calling back to Data. Because he's got an away team who is on this mission. And the Theseus is trying to go beyond the warps that they're... allowed to go beyond, apparently. The only thing that was missing is she just cannot take it anymore, Captain.
Pretty much.
You have Data here, and you have... Oh, who's the red shirt?
Oh, God. Paris.
Yeah, Paris. 7.8. 7.9. Warp 8. I'm about to start getting red lines from everything with a damn interface bridge. they're facing off against this living planet thing, and the away team is on the surface of this thing. And this issue, holy crap. Like, we were talking about how the first five kind of set up the first couple issues set up the overall story and all that, and three and four kind of kicked it into a little bit more high gear. Five was kind of a cliff. This is like, okay, you're here for the action. Let's go. And Sisko wants to talk to this planet thing, god to god. What are you thinking so far?
Really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just seeing them in a new situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting seeing them go against a planet.
Ooh. Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Joker, you're not supposed to be here. Where were we? Talking about artificial intelligence or actual intelligence?
But, yeah, I mean, this particular start of the issue is actually quite interesting between Sisko communing with the aliens and then Data playing captain.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And this whole entity or whatever it is that's, you know, how they're saying about how they were left alone, all alone. And, you know, I thought they were family. They told me they were family and I will not be caged again. And yeah, Sisko and company go through a lot of stuff. I love... Is that... That's Crusher, right?
Which
remind
one?
Remind you of anybody? When she says, Ben, wherever you are, come back.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought it was, Crusher. I like that. I love that she's trying to revive him. And the entities are like, the Sisko is needed. No shit. So we get an Elkar's red alert from Colony Hadana 7. Catastrophic weather report. System scan requested. So that's a whole thing, and apparently they're going to be targeting Earth. Oh, yay.
Pretty much.
So we get Data and Mr. Paris going through warp 9.5, and the ship is holding together for the most part. Again, I love the art. I love the color, the colors and the flashes of stuff in here. Like the whole thing earlier with Sisko kind of communing with the god, and like the whole white light stuff, and oh man, such great colors in this issue.
Yeah, that's one thing I've got to give them. They've done really well with the colors, with the different things in space, with the Elkars, with the characters. Just everything has had just great shading.
Yep. So they have extreme distortion from the, what does he say? Nearby systems are in danger. And yeah, we have Data trying to figure out what they should be doing. And there's Mr. Scott. The Theseus has a classified propulsion system.
Yep. It doesn't have transwarp because Scotty always hated it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about. I looked over your designs as soon as I was assigned, sir. It's incumbent on a first officer to know everything about his ship. Again, this is what I love about this series and the other series as well with Worf. Characters that we would never think to interact are interacting, and it's just like Scotty and Data, like, I'd have never imagined that in my entire life.
Well, they worked well together in Relics, but...
Yeah.
But I like that he goes to proto-warp.
Mm-hmm.
And then the secondary warp nacelles come out of the main ones.
Yeah, they do.
And then you get Sisko feeling bad for leaving.
Yep.
And missing all the things that he missed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see all the different starships.
Yeah.
And
it's so good. You have this character, and it's sometimes hard in comics to notice this, but sometimes writers do a good job with it, and they are doing a good job with it here, but sometimes it's hard to balance characters. And Kelly and Lansing are doing, Jackson Lansing and Colin Kelly, they do a really damn good job of managing the scenes between Scotty and Mr. Paris and Data versus what's going on with Sisko and Beverly and Jake and all that stuff out there. It's so good.
And then they break this into a diplomatic opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And Sisko tells Data that he would wear the captain's pips well.
Yeah, he does say that.
And then Sisko welcomes Dr. Crusher.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they get to Deep Space Nine.
Yes, Deep Space Nine. The one thing I really dug about this is kind of in the middle here, the Once Bitten story by Jake Sisko. I normally skip by this stuff, but I wanted to know more about his character. And this pretty much is a story about his character, obviously. And I really dug it. I thought that was really cool that they did that.
But yeah, I loved seeing Deep Space Nine show back up, and mm-hmm. then the cover art for the next week has Deep Space Nine in the background, and then you have Scotty, Data, Sisko,
yep.
Dr. Crusher, and
Mr. Tom Paris. Yep.
Yeah. And I think
what is he holding? What is Cisco holding? I'm sorry to interrupt.
He's holding one of the orbs of the prophets.
Okay.
And I don't know which one, because there's like half a dozen or a dozen of them.
It's the red one.
Yeah, I know, but they all do something different. So right. I didn't look too far into that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What were you going to say before I interrupted you? What you liked? You said something about...
Oh, I just liked seeing all the different generations sitting there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what's cool about this story is you have... The generations we know between Scotty, Data, Cisco, and Crusher and Paris, and then you have some of the other characters that are being introduced, like his son. I'm sorry, folks. I'm on the edges of this universe, so remind me. Jake was too young in the actual television show, right? He wasn't this. He was a kid in the show, right?
Well, he did age throughout the show, so yeah, he. He did eventually get to the point that, that he was an adult.
Oh, man. And I can so hear Avery Brooks in my head at the end of this. But is it a mystery into which we will boldly go? I can so hear him saying that. That would be so, so awesome to have him say that. That's so fun. Yeah, issue 6, man. Action pack issue, really dig it. Love all the character stuff. I love the action in it. Like we said, the colors are just off the charts, crazy good. So is the art design. As I'm reading these comics, I'm getting to know, like, okay, sure. I asked again if that was Paris, But yeah, I mean, most of the time though, I'm really noticing these characters, and it's really, really good. I love all the alternate covers between Data and Crusher. I think that's cool. They've got another series that they're doing, Deep Space Nine, The Dog of War. When is that coming? That would be 5-issue miniseries beginning 8. Oh, it's already started. Okay, well,
yep.
And the pullback has turned into Star Trek podcast. And this is what you were talking about also, which we will get to eventually. Star Trek The Motion Picture Echoes, a new 5-part interdimensional adventure with the original crew of the USS Enterprise. Interesting. Very cool, very cool, very cool. Issue 6, what are your final overall thoughts?
Just a really good issue, and I like how it kind of is bringing things full circle, and Cisco is like, I'm going to come back and kind of live a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, we are going to go to a quick ad break. We're going to come back with issue 7. And we will rate both issues at the end of the show. We'll be right back right after this.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
Hey, welcome to the Last Comic Shop Podcast!
A comic book podcast that actually talks about comics.
Yep, each week we open the shop up and read and discuss a comic.
Sometimes we pair that up with comic book movies or TV shows.
Or not. Lots of times it's just comic books and sound effects.
Oh, yes. Definitely lots of sound effects.
So tune in on all the major podcasting platforms to The Last Comic Shop Podcast. Or check out our library of evergreen shows at www.lastcomicshoppodcast.com.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marcum 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
All right, we are back here inside the pull bag as we are marking down the countdown to Day of Blood. Same creative team as issue 6, obviously, so the creative team isn't changing. I love the cover B for this. I love the original cover A. I think the cover A with all of them standing there, with that's great, but issue 7 cover B with Data and Beverly and Quark and all, between Sisko and Quark, those are the only two things, only two characters or things I remember about DS9.
I remember a lot about DS9, but I did a full run through like a year ago.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. So we start this one off where the, if I can get to it, so many covers. That's one thing I wasn't really that thrilled with issue 7. It's not issue 7's fault, but it's the way IDW laid it out. They put all the alternate covers at the very beginning of the book, and I'm like, you guys usually save that for the end.
Yeah, I would have preferred they did that. The first and second cover are probably the best ones.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, I was like, eh.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I love that they bring Sisko in. He meets his wife. He meets mm-hmm. his daughter.
Yeah.
They have a run-in with they have a run-in with Quark, Kira.
Oh, Quark, yeah. Yep, yep,
and
yep.
then they bring in a tie into the lower decks. Lieutenant Junior Grade Shax from temporary assignment from the USS Cerritos. And of course his rank is lower here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's cool to see him, you know, other continuity is getting pulled in now.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And then we get a breakdown of the Bajoran artifacts of the orbs.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of them are redacted.
Yeah.
Or unknown.
Yep.
Doesn't tell the color of them, but yeah. Yeah. So.
They all kind of look like the image next to where it says Special Report, Starfleet Task Force for the Reacquisition of the Bajoran Artifacts and Antiques. They all, and this is just me, and this is just the, you know how I am. The gems all look purple in that image to me. It's probably not that color, obviously, but no. That's what it.
Yeah, that's what they did there.
Yeah.
But I think it's also funny. I never grasped this before, but the Bajoran orbs, the things open up there for the windows as well.
Oh, very cool. Very cool, very cool. Shax here is a Starfleet special investigator for the reacquisition of the Bajoran antiques. And Sisko asks him, then we don't know enough. Three orbs missing without a single lead? ? Are you asking as my captain or as the emissary? If you're going to serve with me, Mr. Shax, you have to square yourself with the a complex idea. I'm asking as both. Now, I've never seen Lower Decks. It's just not my whatever. So this is interesting to me to see this character, because this is, again, another brand new character to me, even though he's been in a different part of the universe. We get Scotty and Mr. Paris, and who's the blue-skinned girl again? I forget who she is. So the rest of the crew here in issue 7, they're going off to the Ferengi place. They've got some classic holosuite programs that I think they even have that one you're always talking about, Spaceman. Proton, Captain Proton. And they don't have it here. That one was one of mine, blah, blah, blah. So Tom goes off on his own. They go to the Ferengi place. And he says, yeah, yeah, have fun without me. And then down the hall, cheers, wait, it's brown? Disgusting, I love it. And it's Scotty and the blue chick. What's the blue chick's name? I forget.
I know she's for this comic series, and this is kind of a testament on, and this happens in standard Trek.
Mm-hmm.
When a character isn't fully fully utilized, you could say.
Yeah.
They're easily forgettable as far as their name.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this chick is that for me.
And it is a girl, right? I mean, I'm not hallucinating. Okay, I just want to make sure, because the way that the bubbles are between Tom talking to Scotty and, like, just the, like, he Scotty is holding the bottle, holding the glass in the image, and she is looking at him, but Tom is in the doorway, and Scotty is talking to Tom, not her. And for half a second, I don't know, it was weird. So we go back to where we get to Talar and Jake, and they're having a conversation. I love seeing them have this discussion. Jake says, "It feels like I just got my life back, a taste of adventure. Not sure I'm ready to go back to typing reports on my pad." PADD, people. "A taste for adventure. I can empathize. You're not like a lot of Vulcans I've met. You have met many Vulcans." So they're having a nice little conversation. This issue, I'm really digging it, because just like last issue, in issue 6 that we already talked about in this podcast, it's partial story in issue 6 as far as like characters, but it's all action. This seems to be all story, where we actually get to know a lot of these characters, and I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. What are you thinking so far?
I like the interactions. I like that you've got the mixture of generations in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny, the only ones doing any work are the TNG crew.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because let's face it, they carry Trek.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love seeing Sisko and his wife and his daughter and all that. I think, again, characters of just being able to. This is why I love comic book storytelling, is you have beats, you have things, like say you get a 10 issue series, or say you get a 100 issue comic book series. Each issue you can have either a combination of story and action, or all action in one issue, or all story in one issue. And this is what I love about Colin Kelly and Jackson Lansing, about how they split up very well between the two types. And it feels like this is a complete story here with all of these characters. Whereas if this was done in a movie or a TV show, something would have been dropped. Something would have had to have, you know what I mean? Because it's a 2-hour movie, 30 minute or an hour TV show, your time limit is so finite. Whereas in comics, you have, let's say, anywhere between 28 and 48 pages per issue to explore all of this. So yeah, very, very cool. Absolutely love it. And we find out that Cardassia Prime is under siege.
And then we get the Memory Alpha war record of Benjamin Sisko.
Yep.
Going from his time as the Saratoga's first officer during the Battle of Wolf 359, where the Borg incursion.
Uh-huh.
Goes all the way down to the bottom.
Yep.
What I love about this, he says that he narrowly beats the record of the set by the 23rd century Klingon war hero, Garth Avizar.
Yep.
And what's funny is diplomatic advisory. Sisko is a commonly utilized expletive in Cardassian youth culture, and should be avoided while in the presence of Cardassians to avoid confusion.
So they use his name as a curse word. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And then it goes to Shax from Lower Decks.
Yep.
On the Theseus with Data and Dr. Crusher and Teller. And I cannot remember the Andorian lady.
Yeah.
Sisko.
It
bothers me. I don't remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and you would think they would have said her name somewhere in this. It's not Paris's wife. That's some. That's a different character. Cisco's like attack pattern Omega, and man, this art is so great. The page where the ship is just kind of like circling, like you see two different angles of the ship in the same shot. And then you see a full-on close-up of it, of it attacking the thing. Oh, man. And Scotty is like, ah, Captain, they're retreating. Yes, take that, space fascists.
I think it's funny that Sisko goes, so we can make friends and save lives. Mr. Paris, did you do your homework? The whole Defiant Pattern library has been uploaded. I threw a little of my own tricks in there, a little Delta Quadrant spice for you.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And then so, like, they're using some of his tactics from the Dominion War, and it's just beautiful touch there.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's so great. And, man, this, again, like I said earlier in this episode, all of the colors, no matter what color it is, how they blend so well. So you get where it says Benjamin Sisko returned at last. Like right before that, you see them transporting onto the planet. So the inside of the Theseus is kind of like a green blue kind of thing. And then on the planet, it's like all these oranges and browns and some green stuff with the trees. But the colors just blend. Like, that's what I love about the artists here doing this, because they're doing such a great job. Emissary, it's a trap. It's a trap. Oops, wrong universe.
And then they're putting Sisko to trial.
Yes. Why are you doing this? Because not all of us got to walk away from the wreckage, Captain Sisko. And 800 million Cardassians cry out for justice. Yours is a record of war crimes against my people. It's time you stood trial.
Yeah, it won't stick.
Oh, of course not. Oh, I hope this, because it says to be continued, but I hope the coming next month, I hope that's the cover of issue 8. I think. I'm going to have to look, because I think by now. It's a good issue cover. Yeah, I think by now issue 8 is out. So I'll have to look and see, but man, him just sitting there in the jail cell, that's such a nice cover. So great. Final thoughts on issue 7 here?
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and issue 8 is out.
Yeah, we're going to cover that soon. That cover. Oh, good. Yeah, because we're going to have to cover that soon. Man, I am just loving this. This series, between this series and between the Worf series with Star Trek Defiant, it's so good. It's this is, like I said in previous episodes that we've started doing these, this is my Star Trek now. I actually feel like I'm in the universe with characters I sort of know, and then characters I have no clue, like with T'Lar and with Jake, because I might have seen the first or second season of DS9. I'm going to eventually go back and watch it all anyway, because, you know, pretty soon we're going to have a Defiant fascination with Star Trek. But, yeah, this is great. So, 6 and 7, what would you rate issue 6, 0 to 5?
I'll give it a 4. I mean, these are pretty solid, and they build on the universe, so they keep me entertained and coming back for the next one.
Yeah.
And, yes, while it's all, like, it was all kind of moving the plot along with the action, issue 7 brought it home.
Yeah. Issue 7 was my favorite of the two. I am right there with you. I'll give 6 a 4 out of 5, but issue 7, man, that's at least a 4.5 or a 5, because, wow, that was so good. That was.
I won't give it a perfect 5, but I'll give it a 4.5 because it was very strong.
Yeah. Yeah. You have so much character building. And every character, like, no character in issue 7 didn't get some sort of spotlight. It is just so, so good. Absolutely. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Let's see here. We already did the ad break and whatever else. I guess really quickly, folks, we can talk about the fact that even though this is Star Trek, this is relating to IDW since I will be probably publishing this fairly soon. But we do have Skybound. Robert Kirkman and Skybound did get the Transformers and G.I. Joe comic license. Yep. So that's the new partner. So that is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with all of that. All right. So from the Bleeding It Cool website, we have a very interesting article which finally reveals the new home for Transformers and G.I. Joe comics. After IDW is losing both Transformers and G.I. Joe licenses at the end of last year, 2022, it was unclear which would be the new editorial for each Hasbro's franchises, and they will be making their debut appearance together for Image Comics and Skybound Entertainment in Void Revivals number 1 out next week. So this is June 9th that this story was released, and this will begin a new Skybound comic book license with Hasbro for Transformers and G.I. Joe. Void Revivals is a new comic book by Robert Kirkman, Mathias Lopez, and Lorenzo De Felicia from Image Comics and Skybound, being published next week. The featured image on this post is used just as a reference. Official art hasn't been revealed yet. Wow, very cool. I like the art. I think the art looks great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for Star Trek, folks, for now, for issue 6 and 7. We will be getting issue 8 here soon to have everybody listen to us talk about issue 8 of the IDW Star Trek series, and then I'm sure Defiant is somewhere around the bend, and then we have the motion picture comic and everything else coming up next. Joe Reed is going to join me, and we're going to do Radiant Black Volume 1 from Image Comics, and then after that, Eduardo is going to come back, and we're going to talk G.I. Joe Castlefall. And then Heather is going to join me to talk about The Kill Lock Volume 2, The Artisan Wraith from IDW, Olivia Remondelli and IDW. So that's what's coming up so far in June. In July, podcasts grow there. We've got more Star Trek stuff. Yep. More Star Trek stuff, more Radiant Black. No Transformers in July, because if I could make it through it, hopefully we will be doing Autobotly August this year and finishing off the Marvel US run. So that's what's going on there.
At least the trades and then going to G2.
G2.
G2 is only 12 issues and it continues.
Oh, thank God.
I don't.
Okay.
The Regeneration 1 mm-hmm. is the IDW continuation of the G1 Marvel.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go issue 81 to 100.
Right.
Which we may have to get to that.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that because it's Simon Furman and all that. I've heard good things. So, yeah, what do you got going on, sir?
Well, aside from working on new model kits and new things like that, we've got some stuff coming up for Altered Geek, all things Transformers, and just kind of gearing up for the top 100 toys.
Yes, top 100 toys countdown coming soon from us here at the Geekcast Radio Network. I still have to make my list. It's a good thing it's the weekend. I can just sit here and start making my list. If anyone is interested, let us know. If you'd like to join the top 100 toys countdown, we've done animated series, animated films, animated characters, TV shows, wrestlers, video games was the top 50, Transformers, wrestlers, I think I said that already, and there's something else, but we've done like 7 of these so far in the last 14 years, and the toys one will be the 8th top 100 countdown. Comics, like I said, more Radiant Black, more Star Trek is coming up. We're going back and doing Radiant Black by the volume trades, whereas initially we covered the first 5 or 6 issues when it released back in 2021. Love that series. So Joe is going to join me for that. Star Trek, you've got my attention. Star Trek Defiant, you've got my attention. So very, very much enjoying where these, you know, finding out where these stories are going to go and what these creators, these comic book creators are doing with it. So very, very cool. Anything else you'd like to say before I run through the closing?
No, I think that's about it.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for joining us here inside the Pullbag. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays: Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please, Spotify, and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter at GeekCastRadio for the network, at The Pullbag for the show. I am at TFG1Mike. What is your Twitter?
At SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/GeekCastRadio Network. You can also check out The Pullbag over there as well. Next time, as I said, Joe Reed will be back. And Joe and I have been doing the IDW Turtles comics for years now. We've done, oh my God, it's 9.5, almost 10 years. Next year, we will be doing those Turtles comics for 10 years on this podcast. But Joe is going to join me, and we're going to cover Radiant Black Volume 1, Not-So-Secret Origin from Image Comics. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron.
As always, make your great escape into comics.
I'm comic fan Jesse Rass, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Pullbag. And after 10 years, we will always tell you to make your great escape into comics and jump inside the pullbag today.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.
Oh my gosh, this is so great!